advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Bonus episodes away.
Yeah, yeah.
Boner episodes away.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's working. I hope our audio is working, because that last time this wasn't on or something. And like, how's the audio, Sam? Does it sound like it's coming from our mics or from an iPad? But yeah, that light's not on anymore because there's a battery that goes in there. And they're probably
so that's
left
not
on.
Not working?
I don't know. I think I've had it off before and it does work. Huh. See, hey, yes, hi, hello, boys. I don't know.
People do we sound normal? Do we sound good? Or does it sound like an echoey room of shit?
It is what it is. I don't know. I don't have a battery for that and I'm not stopping to fix it. So
where would the audio be coming in at if we're recording?
When we did one with Terry, it was coming through the iPad. I don't know why. I think because like we didn't start that yet and it hadn't initiated over. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm amazed this all works anyway, but
yeah,
I don't know. People see us. No one's answering me about audio because they can't hear me asking. I have to draw a sign.
Are we draw it out? Where's a pin? Yeah. Do we sound normal?
Yeah. Someone said they love the new camera angles. Yeah, I pressed some more buttons. I figured that shit out. We would like to know if you can hear us though, but yeah. Brad's writing you guys a note. You wouldn't know that I'm saying that though if you can't hear me.
It seems like somebody would have said something by now.
Yeah. Oh, sounds good. There we go. Nicole Fender said, and sound fine, Chris Drain. All right. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
There.
Or live shit. All right. So here we are.
So if you're not, what's happening right now is all of our patrons are watching us live, and you too can watch us live if you give us money and are no longer a fuckface peasant, but instead are a Patreon.
Actually, we do this for $10 or more a month. So this is the upper echelon.
Oh, yeah.
You can't. I mean, there's a difference between fuckface peasant and giving us a dollar and giving us $20 or $40. That's true. You know. So.
So if you want to see us live in all of its glory for bonus episodes, you can. And if not, you can always get the bonus episodes for free and download them and listen to them. And the bonus episodes, as I've explained this briefly.
Can we do it underwater?
Once or twice. We could. We could try it underwater.
Some of the bonus episodes.
That's really good.
Are different than the normal episodes. Can you understand me?
Yeah. How are they different?
Because we just talk about the same thing. We ask questions and we can't really elaborate on a topic.
Right.
That's either dick in your mouth or underwater. It could be either or.
Dildo gunny?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not a typical episode.
Yeah.
A little bit different.
It is.
I've mentioned it before.
Well, it's not normal. That's a given, though.
It's people definitely different. It is a bonus episode.
It's a bonus.
It's not a regular topic-related episode.
We might not always do it, is what...
No. Sometimes that's part of it, too. Yeah. That's true.
That's the point we're trying to get across.
We reserve the right to not do it.
Yeah. Right.
People get confused about it, and I can see where they're coming from, because it's not normal. I mean...
So we try to clarify up front and sort of say, you know, this is a bonus...
Episode.
So it's not.
We just don't want you to be disappointed if it doesn't happen. You just need to realize
that. I mean, most times it's been happening.
It might not always happen
because
it's not normal.
Yeah, and in a regular episode, we research and we bring a topic.
Mm-hmm.
But in our bonus episode, we have questions from listeners and we discuss them. So it's different.
Tiny ass writing on our questions too.
Dave brought it to my attention. We're gonna request some new questions.
We need new questions.
I'll put up a post for it because we had so many questions. We want to make sure we got to all of them. And Nicole Bosch has been nice enough to sort through those and mark off what we've done, but we're actually getting through them and it's getting down to like, you know, what flavor
stupid
top
shit.
Ramen do you like? Yeah,
right,
so
right. Stupid
I don't want to bore you. We know you like looking at us.
Give us some deep questions. Yeah. But we still got good questions. We still got good stuff. So you got your Coleman shirt. So again, if this is your first time listening to our podcast, you're going to listen to a bunch of fuckery. And if you want less fuckery and more content,
I don't know about that.
Then go to the previous, the previous or next episode on either side of this one.
Just choose one that doesn't say bonus,
right? Yeah. And you'll have a different podcast experience.
Our cameras are wider now. People saw the Einstein picture looking at you.
Oh, nice.
I never even took the corners of the cardboard off.
I can't see the Musashi picture. Yeah. Huh?
The other thing
that tell me if it. Here, I'll give a little tour of the.
Yeah, there you go. You can see it now.
Yeah. The Coleman, General Coleman in the background.
And
tell me, man.
Stop. Right there. There you go. Dave's back.
The other thing that I want to say, I mentioned it on another recent episode. We do have a subreddit. If you are a Redditor, you can go. If you're not, you can go check it out anyway. Go to reddit.com/r, which is what you do for any subreddit. And by the way, if you're into something, like if you like whiskey, you can go to reddit.com/r/whiskey. There's probably a fucking subreddit. That's dope. If you like science fiction, you can go reddit/r.
Tons of my friends into Reddit. I guess
Reddit's
cool.
My nephew got me into it a couple of years ago up in Oregon, and I get on it pretty regularly. But we have a subreddit. It's reddit.com/r/sofakingpodcast. I'm trying to get some stuff built up on it. If you happen, we have no idea who launched it. If you are the moderator, then please let us know so we know who's moderating it and we can try to make it a little bit more official and get stuff going. So we have questions. Question number one comes from Helen Christ. Could be Christ, K-R-I-S-T. I'm just going to say Christ. And the question is, I'm in love with Charles Manson, exclamation point.
Not anymore, you're not. That's an old question.
What are your thoughts? Should he have been freed years ago? Do you think of him as a killer?
That is a weird one because he didn't kill anyone.
You know, and why would you be in love
with him? I don't know why anyone's in love with him, though, because he is out of his fucking mind.
Yes.
He's like a homeless man that got famous. That's literally Charles Manson.
Right.
Like, there are moments when he's like in the court doing his crazy, sticking his tongue out, laughing hysterically, crazy talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he is smoky. Like, he is homeless man that I've seen.
Right.
I don't understand the allure or the appeal that women fall in love with that guy.
No, I don't either. It's fucking bizarre. So I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. He probably is a killer in spirit, I guess. I don't know.
He's crazy.
He's dead.
Crazy as fuck. Well, he's dead. And he died here. He died here in town.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
See, I don't understand the allure. Why does anyone care? He's a homeless man. Then I'm like, it's cool he died here, right? And I immediately was
exactly.
Like,
I don't care.
It's the fame thing.
So Nano Quinn says, would you rather live for a week in the past or in the future?
That's kind of tough.
It is tough.
It depends on what period of the construction of the pyramids that I was living. Because I fucking really want to know.
It would be your decision.
I think it'd be a letdown.
Like, can I go on a trip like a cruise of the past? Can I split up one day in a different century? Like we're going to spend 2 days in Spain. Like I'm going to spend
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
I would say yeah.
I want to split it up. I want to go to Egypt. I want to go see.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of stuff that you'd want to do.
I want to know the story of like how the fuck we became, like what is the fucking truth? I want to see the creation
of
the earth
too, because
civilization. Yeah.
Winners write, you know, history.
I was watching
all
some
that
thing.
Shit's lies.
They found like crazy ass like Egyptian hieroglyphics and shit on some shit that they found in Ohio in a fucking field or something. Like they dug up a thing and there was a tomb and there's like tombs now on that the Smithsonian discredits because they're like, well, if it's pre-Columbus, we're not even going to look at it.
Right.
And you're like, well, we know that the Columbus thing is fucking wrong. Like there was Vikings and shit. Like it, so they just discredit it and don't even study it. Same thing with like Egyptian pottery. They're like, we know it's from this date. We know that thousands of these exist, but we really don't know how the fuck they made that stuff because it took up like machining to do it.
Right, yeah.
But
right.
They don't look into that. They just go, well, there was a campfire over here and organically it dates to this. And so we'll line it up with that. And it messes up their fucking equation. So.
Yeah.
See, it's a trick for me. The past or future thing is kind of a tricky question because if I was going to go into the past, realistically, the only thing that I would really want to go back to see would be concerts from people who are dead. So if that I could, would like, be cool. If I could go back and see like fucking Bob Marley and Frank Sinatra and Marvin Gaye,
Hendrix,
and like, you know, fucking Jimi Hendrix. Like if I could go back and do like a little quick whirlwind, like a day of pop tour, that would be really fucking dope to see people who you would never get a chance to see. The future would be a sketchier prospect because you would have to like, A, you could fucking get rich. You know, if it's like, oh, I'm going to go next year, then I'm going to fucking do this or whatever. But B, you kind of need to prepare because what if you show up and there's a fucking like viral breakout or a fucking comet hit or there was a nuclear war and you're fucked for a week until you can get back.
Well, maybe I would say, if you get to visit in a bubble where you're like, you're invincible. No matter what, I would say
in the past you could get rich too because you already know what's valuable.
Oh, that's true.
Could go back.
That is true. And you could go fucking buy like 100 copies of Superman number one and go fucking bury him someplace.
I would just buy one copy of the Sports Almanac.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all you need.
Right. Yeah. Right. No, you get rich either way, but
you can buy property or something. You know what I mean? Buy Boardwalk, you know, like
and buy Apple stock and Bitcoin. Yeah. Like, done. Yeah. And then know right when to sell that shit.
I'm going to have to say the past. I'm going for the past.
I'm saying past. Safer.
I have no monetary gain. I just want to know what the fuck happened.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
I do.
Who cares? We're here.
Because at the end of the day, if I have a week, I'm not going to get the answers to everything. No. So I might as well see some cool concerts and make myself rich.
Get rich. get rich or die trying. Exactly.
I don't know. It's more satisfying for me to go like, those motherfuckers. That's probably disappointing.
Yeah.
I'm like, ropes? Really? They fucking pulled stones?
That shit. I mean, honestly, we talked about Steve rolling a fucking shop down his street on pipes. Like him and his dad.
Right.
You know, so.
I just want to see where the continents were all together and it's like, oh. Oh, that's how Easter Island, it used to be connected.
But
to that
if you just landed there, like you wouldn't know, you don't have an overview look, you know,
I need more time.
That's true. Yeah. You need to take something back with you.
I could see them in the process of it. I'd see a thousand fucking Egyptians pulling a stone up a ramp or something, you know?
Yeah.
Next question.
Past. So past is all past. Of ours. Past.
I think we're all going past.
Past.
Damien Fury asks, if you could stop time, what would you do?
Upskirts.
Wow.
Man, there's a lot of things you could do with stopping time.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty infinite question. Like, holy
shit,
what would I not?
You still age.
Rob Banks.
You still age, though, right?
Still, well, yeah, you're just like, right now we could stop time, and then fucking I can move you guys and put your dicks in each other's hands and then fucking start time again. You're like, what the fuck just happened?
You don't have to stop time. Just ask nice.
Oh, I know that. Okay, that was a bad example. Bad example. Yeah. But I mean, you know, so you could stop time, walk into the bank, take what you need, and then
here's the thing.
I'm just thievery. Like, I'm like thievery all over the place.
It's a good question. I'm just gonna call that on the next round of questions. I need more parameters because when you look at like, you know, time stopping theories, it's like some of them say you couldn't interact with the physical world, so you couldn't move people.
I think they want to know if you
am
could
I still
interact.
Aging? How long can I stay in the frozen time space?
It's just
I
you stop
parameters.
It for maybe a minute.
It'd be like Groundhog Day though. You could stop time and get really good at piano.
Sure,
and just start
absolutely.
To get like, hey guys, check this out. I started yesterday and just whoa, what the?
I mean,
fuck?
If I could just stop it as long as I want and interact with shit, there'd be no. I mean. To be honest, the first thing I would do if I could stop time is I would spend a lot of time sleeping, drinking coffee, and reading books. Like I would just get that out of my system right away.
You know what would be really cool?
Sleep finally.
If you could stop time, you literally could spend more time with your family.
Absolutely.
And it would be peaceful. Right. So like you're just, everybody's sitting there. You stop time. You're spending time with your family.
Yeah.
Like, and you could literally extend that for however long you
want.
Can
you wake
up
certain things like Netflix and just be like, everybody's going to be quiet. I'm going to watch this shit. Caught up like
yeah
I mean I would definitely I would definitely
stop
make
if
myself
you interact
rich.
With something it starts moving again
that'd be crazy
I would definitely make myself like rich with thievery because who fucking wouldn't
I don't
Come
feel
on.
Bad about robbing the bank if I'm not going to get caught for some reason I don't know why
well people if people know they won't get caught
it's called morals
it's insured though it's not that I don't have morals.
No that's true
like, it's insured by our fucking tax money like
I feel like you're not stealing anyone's money
I'm paying for it anyway
that is true
just credits
ultimately the Federal Reserve is going to print some more money that makes up for the loss of whatever they did to insure the money. It just doesn't feel bad.
But I would at the end.
The only reason I'm not robbing banks right now is because I don't want to go to jail. That's what I'm saying.
From everybody else's perspective, I would age much more quickly because I would probably just like sleep there all the time.
Yeah.
Because then here I would just be awake, like, oh, the baby's not sleeping tonight. That's cool. I'm going to go crash for a while and come out and take care of the baby all night. I'm cool. Like, who gives a shit? Like, oh, I'm behind on work. Not for long. It's going to fucking stop.
Yeah, stop time. It. There you go.
Like, damn, I'm going to have the best turnaround in town. Yeah. Exactly. Everyone's computer. I'm like, hey, that's ready. They're like, I just gave it to you, Beck. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, fixed I'm good. It. I'm that good.
Actually, I don't do that. If I fix something really quick, sometimes I'm like, let's just wait a couple hours to call that one.
Otherwise, they don't
that,
they don't
we did that too good.
The,
like, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So there's our answers to time stopping.
Time stopping power.
So Andrea Chabot says, you must leave the U.S. for a minimum of 10 years. Where do you go?
The U.S.
Spain was nice. I liked Spain.
Croatia.
Yeah.
Croatia. Switzerland? No.
Beautiful. It's expensive as fuck.
I'd probably go to...
Yeah, you need a job, though. You know what I mean? So...
10 years?
You have to stay in the one place?
10 years.
Probably. That's like, you're going to get... You have to get a visa. Like, they're giving you, admittance to this country... To be perfectly honest, I'm pretty quick to say it would be Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
No, it's not. It's fucking
freezing
awesome.
Fucking cold. Yep. Bunch of Canucks.
Yep.
Beady eyes.
Beautiful cities,
like
no litter, little crime.
I think
cold weather.
Warped. You watch too much TV.
You've been watching too much HGTV,
I
sir.
Can speak the English.
It's like 1980 there still, but without all the cool shit.
Yeah. Then think how cool I'm going to be.
No.
That motherfucker has pogs.
Canadians, speak up. He just picked Canada. Do you guys agree?
Right. Yeah.
I say Spain or something.
I'm going to I'm going somewhere.
I'm
going to
learn another language.
I'm going to the Cayman Islands or something. I don't know. Somewhere nice.
Well, keep
tropical.
In mind, you're talking to a person whose first request with stopping time is reading books in his bedroom, drinking coffee, and sleeping.
That's Can we go to Phuket, Thailand?
Sure.
Like, that'd be nice.
They eat burnt catfish and shit all the time. I don't know if the food's good or not.
We could bring our own food, though.
You can cook.
10 years worth of food?
Well, you can cook. They have stores.
There's like monsoons and shit. I don't know. There's like, the wires are just all fucking tangled through the trees and shit. If a monkey fucking pulls one down, you got no internet for a week.
I don't know.
To you, Joe and Steve.
I don't know which city I'm saying Canada. It's probably my first. I mean, I haven't been to very many countries, but Canada's lovely. That's probably where I'd go.
I'm going to Spain. I'll be fluent by the time I come back.
And Brad.
Or deep Mexico if everyone's leaving me alone.
I think that's kind of cool. I'm going to I would like to go to Japan or somewhere.
Radiation.
We have radiation.
Fukushima.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know people that live there. So
radioactive sushi. I'm not down
there.
Okay.
I'm not eating sushi.
A friend of the show, I'll reserve their name for the moment, says, I've been a longtime listener, but still can't get laid at a bar. I need one piece of advice from each of you.
Is it a dude?
It's a male.
It's Terry McGee, isn't it?
Yes, it is Terry McGee.
Called that shit.
My advice is...
Fucking Bill Cosby?
When it comes to getting laid in a bar, don't listen to any advice I can give
that's
you.
That's true.
That's my only advice.
I think that's
I have
the wrong
no
spot.
Advice to give you for that particular... So that's my advice. Don't listen to anything I have to say. So listen to these
I
guys.
I think for Terry, it's just a matter of confidence. Because just because it's touched his home, because he actually made a statement that he wanted to date 18-year-old girls so that they couldn't go to a bar because they wouldn't need him. I think he just lacks confidence. He just has to own it.
Yeah.
He's got a big fucking big papa and just do it.
Fucking put that wig sexy. On and fucking freak flag. Okay, I take that back. I do have one piece of advice. Go to fucking Portland. Go to Portland and you be you. Put on your fucking brony wig. Go to a dope ass crazy fucking.
Hell yeah.
Keep
that's
Portland
what you
weird Portland.
You gotta
bar,
go to the nerdy
and you're gonna
bar.
Fucking walk out with some fucking trippy shit going on.
I think that's just Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Like
you're in the wrong climate.
He's gonna go brony smash for sure. Yeah, there's a girl with a pink unicorn. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wig.
Oh, for
exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you just gotta.
You just gotta move. That's it. Get out of Bakersfield.
Yep. Steve Baker asks, given these locations, what is your dream vacation? Mountains, beach, snow, cities, or solitude?
Vacation?
Vacation. Mountains, beach, snow, cities, or solitude?
Man.
Solitude.
Fuck mountains.
Solitude could be on the beach or the mountains, though.
Mountain people. I don't like mountain people.
I just want cell phone reception is my problem. Right. The mountains never have it.
So we can rule off mountains.
I know you're supposed to get away from
you like camping. You like
I like the mountains, too.
I like the beach.
Beach is dope.
I mean, vacation, I don't know. I go everywhere. We go to the desert. We go to the beach. We go to the mountains. We go to the snow.
I'm calling beach.
Yeah, I guess vacation. Yeah, beach is probably, that's probably the nicest weather.
Snow would be dope.
It's just because there's food and shit. Like mountains, you feel like there's going to be that one fucking diner or something if you drive down the road for 20 miles. So
we're taking Dave to the mountains.
Yeah. I don't like mountain folk.
Why? Well, you don't have to interact with people.
I mean, why? Have you met mountain folk?
Yes, they're weird.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should go to the cabin. We should record a podcast at the cabin around a campfire. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be live because we can't stream it. We won't have any internet. But we could pull it all off at the cabin and record a
I told you I want to take my trailer up there. Yeah, we just got to figure out if we can get it in. Oh, she never got a video of the path.
Fuck, because they barely got out. They were snowed in. That shit was sketchy.
Barely right now? How long were they stuck up there? Right now.
Just barely for a little while, like 2 days or something. The kids almost missed school. What you got, sucker?
Yeah, I'm saying
what you do to bread in the bread bowl, sucker?
Bread bowl?
You forgot that already? You're like memory like me.
No, I remember the bread bowl.
Talked about your bread bowl, and I said, what did you do with the bread? And you said, sucker. It was almost made a clip of the week.
Oh, well, I don't remember
that. Remember that?
I remember the bread bowl. I tried to make more bread bowls. I went to the store yesterday to buy bread bowls and make split pea soup to make bread bowls, and they didn't have any fucking bread bowls.
You got to step up to making your own bread bowl.
I might have to.
You got to get a bread cooker.
I want a bread maker. Bread makers are fucking dope.
I don't have any room in my kitchen for any other device. Yeah.
Jeffrey Benko, out of the three of you, who would be the first to die in a zombie apocalypse and why?
Dave, he's black. Yes.
Yep.
And he's wearing a red shirt.
Right.
And Star Trek thing.
Easy.
So who would be second is the other? I think that's the more interesting question.
I die next, yeah.
I don't know. You never know. That's tricky because one of them could sneak up on me.
Yeah, Brad might get like overly confident and start trying to whoop zombie ass and get bit. And I'm like, I'm running out.
I'm running like a motherfucker. Like, I'm not standing up to zombies. I'm out of there. We're out of there.
That was unexpected. I don't know. Now it's up in the air.
I'm first, though.
Just whoever's faster, I guess.
Yeah.
It's after I push Brent down, me. I'm the last one.
Kate Hoffman asks this one's keeping it real. Mm-hmm. If there was one lesson you could teach your kids that your parents never taught you, what would it be?
Maybe appreciate me now.
I think
that was my biggest realization is like, if you could make them realize the appreciation for what parents have to do at a young age, everybody's life would be a lot better because they would realize that what you're trying to do is for the best for them. Because I realized that when I turned 30, I was like, damn, I appreciate everything my parents ever did for me. You probably have a different perspective on that, but like I realized like, oh damn, baseball games, like any fucking PTA function that my mom had to go to, any of the shit that they had to go through, Christmas, staying up to assemble fucking whatever toy it was, you know, cooking, cleaning, grocery shopping, having to go without to make sure that you had pants and fucking shoes. You know what I mean? When they're fucking my mom. I remember my mom was 26. You know what I mean? God damn it. 26. You still wanted to be like, hey, I want that fucking record or this thing. I still want to have fun. And I was a little 5-year-old kid. It's like, nope, he needs fucking shoes. Even if they're fucking Pro Wings from Payless, I'm not going to go get to do this because my priorities changed and I have to take care of the kids. So making your kids know to appreciate what you're actually doing for them. And they're not just stupid.
Do that though. Like I tell my kids all the time, like I said, do you understand what we're doing?
Right.
You know, like, do you understand the sacrifice? You know, like
my kids good about it.
Yeah. And they know. Yeah. I would say like, what lesson your parents did? What one lesson you learned? I
think somebody asked you can teach your kids that your parents never taught you. What would it be?
Never taught me.
I would say for me, I really can't, like when I think back on the way I was raised, I have very, very few critiques even the things that could have been done better. It's like they led to such a integral part of who I am right now.
Yeah, for sure. Like that. Yeah.
But I think one thing that I would have probably benefited more from is because I'm pretty quick in my life, and I have been since I was a kid, to look at a scenario, call bullshit, and refuse to keep participating.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, that guy's a fucking dick. I'm not doing X practice anymore. Fuck this thing. This guy's an asshole. He has arbitrary rules about who gets to play during the band. Like, I would get fucking pissed off at bullshit that people did and be like, I'm not fucking doing that anymore. Go fuck yourself. And my mom would pretty much just say, yeah, you're right. That guy is a dick. Fuck it. Let's not do it. And I wish like with instruments or with, you know, something like that, I wish that she would have like been like, no, buckle down, like stick with it just to build up some of, because I mean, there's certain things that when, And I look at specific skills like a foreign language or an instrument or, you know, athleticism or things like this, that when you pick it up as a child, it's so much easier as an adult, right? Because you can always fall back on it. And I would probably want to strongly encourage.
I know that I'm definitely unbalanced in parenting at the moment. I noticed it the other day and I was aware of it. It just was like in my face. Like, my kids are doing great in school. They play piano. My daughter both my kids did jujitsu for a little while. My daughter does soccer. I make them do piano, but my son was in the front yard with CJ's son, and they were throwing a football back and forth. And I was just like, fuck, like, these fucking kids have not like thrown a fucking ball. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, my son was actually throwing like some spirals. And I was like, well, damn, that's a pretty good little arm for nine.
Yeah.
But neither one of them could fucking catch. They were so scared of the fucking football. They were just like, and swatting it to the ground. And I was like, looking at him like, dude, I'm embarrassed. Like, that's my nephew. That's my fucking son. They can't catch a fucking ball. I'm bad dad. Like, I haven't been out here fucking playing catch. And so I literally was just like, hey, like, do this and you'll catch the fucking ball, man. Quit being so scared. What's the worst that's going to happen? They're like, it hurts my fingers. It hit my arm. It hit my hand. It's cold out here. I was like, put your hands up.
Yeah.
CJ's kid caught that fucking ball and you would have thought he caught the best Pokemon in the fucking universe, dude. He was so fucking excited. Yeah. And they're like, oh my God, I caught the ball. That's the first time I ever caught a ball. And they were freaking out. And it's such a simple thing. He was like, this is fun. I've never even tried to do this before. And then I went in to tell his mom and she was like, that's because his brother just says, hey, you want to play catch, and bounces the ball off his face.
Yeah.
Like, he's 14 and just fucking throws it at him.
I mean, I don't know. I think I do everything that should have been done for me, you know, like, so I don't know. I do have a different perspective on, like, I treat my kids like adults,
right?
Like, almost like, right. I mean, in the most part, like, I want them to be children. I want them to be kids and I want them to have that, you know, time as a kid. But I also want them to understand the realization of life, you know, like, hey, life fucking sucks.
Right.
And it's hard to say like what I didn't get. I don't know. Like, that's a really hard question for me to answer because I'm like, I'm pretty,
you didn't get a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I did for my grandma and like, but it was mostly the things that like fucking tough love, you know what I mean? Like those type of things, you know, it's like, oh, well, you fucked up. You're going to deal with it. You know, like, and the things that she gave me were like, once you start something, you finish it, whether it's a month that you said you were going to do something or it's a year, you're going to finish it, you know?
Right.
And, but yeah, that's a really tough question to answer. So I don't know. I mean, I think that's based on just how I grew up, and I'm sure there's other people that would agree with me, you know, depending on, we all had different, lifestyles growing up, you know what I mean?
Right.
So whether we were poor, which none of us, we didn't have any money,
right?
You know what I mean? So, right. I mean, we all grew up in the same thing, but, parents caring, in different ways, you know what I mean?
So like, let me flip the script on a question, because I'm curious. What is one thing that your parents did teach you that you want to make sure that you impart upon your kids?
I mean, I learn from people's mistakes, you know what I mean? And part of that is from my parents, like watching my parents and just learning like, hey, like, don't fucking be like that. Don't do that. Don't do those things. I think that is something that I wish my kids have, because I think it's useful, because when you go into high school, you know, you see kids doing stupid shit and you're like, no, don't be like that, you know, and don't fall into peer pressure. You know what I mean? Like, so I think that is probably one of the most valuable skills, is to be able to see what people are doing wrong and then be like, okay, I'm not going to do that. So I can choose this other path. It's a better path, you know, like, you know, and that works for everybody, you know, girls being 16 and seeing their friends pregnant. Well, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
So I'm going to make a different decision there, you know, or I have a friend with a credit card and he's spending all his fucking money and now he's in debt. Okay. Well, I'm not going to do that. You know, like, so like the way you balance out your life, looking at other people's mistakes, I think is a huge, huge benefit, you know?
I had, I think mine was, my mom was like brutally open with communication and honest about things that are like, this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we might as well just talk about it. And I didn't realize how hard that is.
Oh, fuck.
You know what I mean? My daughter's 14. She just took sex ed. Like that kind of stuff is a hard talk. But my mom was always like, when I went to high school, my mom said, look, I know you're going to drink alcohol, and this won't work with every kid, but for me, for my parents, to direct your question, like, I know you're going to drink. I will pick you up. Never get in the car with a drunk driver. I know that you're going to have sex. There will be a box of condoms in the fucking hallway. You know, that type of thing, where just tell me, don't hide it.
Right.
Because if you try to suppress your kid and like be super overbearing and strict, they're going to rebel and they're going to do shit behind your back.
Right.
When maybe they're not going to tell you when you're super honest like that, but at least they know that the doors are open and they have the option to.
When it gets bad, when the time gets bad, they know they're not going to get in trouble.
Like, but it didn't work with my brother as well. Like, my brother did all, he was like, okay, cool, I'm going to drink. My mom said it was cool, and he fucking went and got super trash all the
time. Well, and I think that's where you have to draw the line is. It's not it's not cool. It's not okay.
I don't want you to do this.
I want you to make the right decision. But if you happen to do this, please make the better decision of calling me, because if something happens, I'll be there. You know, like, letting your kids know that you're there for them, I think, is huge.
But that super open communication is difficult, and as hard as that probably was for my mom to say, hey, I know you're going to have sex. I know you're going to drink alcohol. I know that you're going to try to smoke pot. You're going to do these things.
Well, she did it. You know what I mean?
Like, she told me what she did. She was like, look, I tried cocaine once. Yeah. I've smoked pot, and obviously I drank alcohol. Yeah. That's what I've done. I'm just being honest with you. I know you're going to try to do these things. I would prefer that you don't. If you're going to do stuff like that, you need to be safe. And if you ever feel like you're in a spot or you're in danger, or I'm not going to be mad, I'd be way happier with you calling me than you putting yourself in danger. Because that's the worst story, dude. Like, kids go out fucking drinking, they live their whole life, go through the piano lessons, the soccer, the good grades, the honor roll, all the way to fucking prom night, and some fucking dipshit kid drinks and drives or does something stupid.
Yeah. Kills,
and
your kid die. Or themselves.
Kills your kid or themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for me, the thing that I would definitely want to impart on Vaughn is the fact, and my mom and my dad both did this, like, we all knew as kids, like, my mom really raised us thinking two things. Like, A, it's us against them, was like really our family's mindset. Mm-hmm. Like, in all times, we come first and fuck everybody else.
Yeah. The man, right? Trying to keep you down.
Against everybody. Like, everybody,
you know, your neighbors.
But I can't even say everybody. I can say like normal people.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we were not normal people. Right. Like, my mom was fucking bizarre. My dad was bizarre. Like, we were like, if like my brother for a year when he was, I guess we were probably in elementary school, for example, insisted that he be called Sheikh Abdul Motan, and he wore a turban.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
You guys are like the Munsters.
The Munsters of
Michigan.
Like, just rolled with it. Like, he would go, like, the teachers would call and say, your son is walking around with a turban on. And she's like, I know, he's wearing a fucking turban. Like,
what's the big deal?
And if one of us were like, if we did something bizarre, or it's like, she knew, like, I did not want to go and play with kids. I would rather sit in my room and read.
She let you.
And she was like, do it. Like, that's your thing. Like, she didn't try to like force us to be like everybody else. And I see so many parents are like, no, you have
to
dress a certain way, you have
to kid,
right? And I don't like that.
It doesn't always work,
but it's like, I watched, you know, like my brother's family, like, his kids, they're amazing, and they're so unique and so funny and so bizarre, and they've never felt pressure in their lives ever to conform, to wear what everybody else wears, to worry about their fucking clothes, to worry about, it's like there's a certain freedom that has come with that my whole life, and I don't really give a shit about my fucking body image or how I'm dressed.
My daughter is so down with Goodwill clothes right now. She's fucking all about thrift shopping. Yeah. And I was like, that's cool that she's fucking down with a $4 shirt that says Subway or some shit. I'm like, okay, fucking let's do that. Well, that's cool. I'm glad it's a thing when my daughter's 14.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I don't have to spend the fucking, $1,000.
Yeah, it's hard keeping up with the Joneses. Yeah, you know, like, kid has an iPhone, they want an iPhone. Kid has fucking Vans, they want Vans, you know, and it's rough. So,
okay. One final question. From Martin Hilliam. And this is tricky. What are your three most treasured items?
I think we
not like family members, sentimental side, like actual physical,
Physical items. I don't think we've answered that. Like, items that you own, like, if your house fucking burned down and like those three things were gone.
That's tough, man.
I'll throw mine.
What would you be super bummed about?
I have three. Two of them I didn't even know existed until both of my parents passed away. But once my dad died, in all of his stuff, there was a photo album of him when he was like 19 years old in Korea in the war.
Yeah.
and just this photo album of him, like, just fucking skinny and young, fucking around, him with all these, like, Korean ladies on, like, fucking shore patrol or whatever the fuck, like, just him, like, sitting behind his CO's desk, like, this just crazy fucking
classical pictures.
Like, just pictures no one in the family had ever seen, and it was like, holy fucking shit, this is so awesome.
Because all the Korean ladies, he's gonna get in trouble.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They're just friends.
I mean, I know, I mean, we have, I mean, every time there's a massive event in my family, another brother shows up, like another half brother, like like, I mean, just, and like, even
from another
when,
mother.
When he died, like two more showed up at his funeral, and we were like, didn't know you existed. Like, wow. Are you sure? And they were like, yeah, here's a picture of me and him when I was six. And we're like, God damn it. So I can't even imagine how many are roaming around in Korea.
Yeah.
But,
the little almond eye. Yeah,
exactly. Another one, actually, when my mom Round passed eye. Away, we discovered, basically like notes for like a memoir or a book that she was writing like throughout most of her adult life that no one knew about. So there's all these, like, I honestly, to this day, I still can't read it, cause I read like half a paragraph and I just fucking lose it. Cause it's like her voice and like, but I'm really glad to have that. And then third is much more materialistic. It is, I have one of the movie props from Fight Club. That's one of the airplane tickets that Tyler Durden uses. That once,
like, it's legit, like it was used.
Yeah, it was in the movie. It's like the movie.
That's
like
impressive.
At one point, Edward Norton goes. He opens up a drawer and he picks up a bunch of plane ticket stubs, and they all have Tyler Durden's name on it, and it's one of those airplane tickets. And
how'd
in fact,
about that,
right when Fight Club came out, before it was popular or anything, but I was instantly in love with it. My friend Steve and his wife Claudia bought it for me on an online auction. They were just selling movie props, and like no one gave a shit because it wasn't like a cult hit yet. So I got one of Tyler Durden's airplane tickets. Certificate of authenticity,
like
the whole thing.
It's a good movie.
It's fucking dope. And as a matter of fact, I had at one point a friend of mine was going, Chuck Palahniuk, who wrote the book, went down to get copies of our book signed. And
I bought Choke.
I gave him
I gave him
the certificate of authenticity and said, can you have Chuck Palahniuk? Because the director had signed the, you know, all this. And I had him sign the certificate of authenticity. And he told my friend Zach, like, oh my God, like I want one of these. Like, I can't get one. Like, I have no idea who owns them, where they are.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, Zach, why didn't you like give him my number?
Yeah.
Like, holy fucking shit. Like I would have parted with it.
Well,
like,
I bet,
okay, Chuck,
if he's really wanted that.
Yeah,
bad,
that's true.
Maybe
eBay, I can reach
looking.
Him and be like, here it is. But yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Those are my three items.
I was going to say real quick, Brad and I realized when we were in Kansas City Airport, I think it was, that the scene from, and you just posted it, the scene from Pulp Fiction, the burger scene from Big Kahuna Burger, that the name swap that Samuel Jackson says, like, hey, like, what kind of burger is that, Brent or whatever? And then he says, look at the big brain on Brad. So he calls the guy
Brent
and then Brad in that scene, like the famous Big Kahuna Burger scene. Where are you going next?
My three things, probably.
I'm dying over here. I don't have three. I got nothing.
I don't know. Like, I don't. I'm not.
I have one scare thing that happened where we thought my mom's cabin was burning down for sure. Like, it was evacuated. The fire was miles away. And I had taken one guitar up there to be like, there's a cabin guitar. And literally because it's like, this guitar is kind of shit. It's a 12 string that will only hold six. But it was my stepdad's guitar that raised me, I should say, from like fucking age one until like 15 or 16. It was the guitar that he played my whole childhood. It was the one that I knocked over off the wall and would constantly get in trouble for. You could hear like, bong. There's all the marks from when I was a baby and
that's
I fucked it up.
Yeah,
his thumb mark from where he switched fucking major chords is like gone from the stain on the neck. I mean, that's the guitar from my childhood. It's the one I learned to play on, but it's a shit guitar. It's a Ventura, but it's like 52 years old or something now. And then the cabin didn't burn down and I immediately said, get that fucking guitar and get it back out of there.
Right.
And I got it back. But that's really the only thing that I can think like, fuck, that bothered me, other than pictures. Like you said, a photo album, but I don't really have photo albums so much. I'd be like, oh, my external hard drive.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it has all my kids' pictures on it. I don't have an item that's super sentimental to me like that, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't really either.
I mean, I'd be devastated. Know. If your house
Everything,
burned down, what would you be
you
devastated
could,
about?
Yeah, I mean.
You just cleared house though. You just fucking got rid of
it. Yeah, I don't have a lot of sentimental stuff. I've lost stuff over the years. Like that have just came up missing, you know, like I had some stuff that was my grandpa's, like my great grandpa had a painting and it got ruined. He did oil paintings and that got ruined and I lost that. I had a Hawaiian star from World War II when they bombed Pearl Harbor the day of that it came out. That was from my great grandpa and I lost that. That got ruined. Yeah. So like there's not a whole, most of the stuff that I have, I could get back. You know what I mean?
I have my Atari. That would bother me. I still have my Atari from like 1986 or something.
Yes. And I don't have anything.
That's the one I had, you know,
I don't have anything from my childhood. I'd be bummed about some stuff, you know, like, oh shit, my PlayStation fucking or my magic cards are gone. I can get all that shit
back.
Knock
on wood that it doesn't happen, but it almost feels like it would be a huge relief. A little bit to be like, oh,
clear house.
Yeah. Like it's just fucking it's gone. Like, fuck it. Let's head over to IKEA. We'll go get a bed. Let's just do this.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Cause even like my guns and stuff, like, I don't know. Like you can get a lot of stuff back. Yeah. Everything. And that's thing. One thing.
I think those are the reason those three things stood out to me is those are three things that I could never.
And I've really separated too. Cause like I had and I told somebody this, I had a boss who his saying was, and I'm sure he got it from a book or something, but it was, you know, you can take everything I have. You can take all of my things, but leave me my connections and my friendships and I'll get everything back. Right. You know what I mean? So like the things in life don't really mean so much to me as the people.
I really don't have, in my heart, I wish I would want to be a minimalist. Like I want to be like, I want my Volkswagen bus and an acoustic guitar.
Right.
Like, yeah. That's a really hard thing to do. Like, hey, yeah. And like, I don't have those favorite things. Like that would be cool. Like I'm not a minimalist by any means. Like I have all kinds of stuff, but yeah, I just, if something came up missing, I'd be like, eh, fuck it. Like that sucks. You know, you'd be bummed or whatever, but you get it back. You know, I don't have any like old wedding photos and stuff. Like that doesn't matter now.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I'm remarried. So like things, you know, it's just, I don't know. Like
I used to work with a guy named William Wallace and he once said,
he just wanted freedom.
You can take away my land, but you can't take away my freedom.
Yeah. So, yeah. Same thing.
I mean, it's still thunder there. I couldn't help it. I was playing off of it.
But
so that's it. Those are our questions. That's our bonus.
Hot sauce, thanks.
El Yucateco, put it on your food and stick it in your mouth.
Brad just stole my move over there, man. We got to do triple time now. You got to do it too, Dave.
Do what?
Well, you're going to flip the camera. Was that you?
It's my Johnny Cash. All right.
Well, that's it. Thank you for joining us on the bonus episode, which is not like a normal episode. It's different than the normal episode. This episode, we answer questions from the fans.
Yeah.
If you like topics and more structured show, you might want to check out the show before or after this one.
That's correct.
Something that didn't say bonus. So that's why, that's how this is.
Just different. A regular one.
Yeah. Just a regular show.
Yep.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
And these are filmed if you want to view them, like we said before.
Yep.
Patreon.com.
Yep.
Give us money.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right. Don't be retarded.
Do it to us perfect. This year I mean all business authentic. Real verse fake, it's easy to fall victim. Flowing, keep it outgoing like a call center. That's why when I see food, I be having these raw dinners. Wait, no jitter, look my nigga, I'm getting used to it. Tough skin, so I'm putting the tattoos to it. Loose skin, so I'm known for spitting the true fluid. I'm still moving, but I ain't stopping till my crew moving like a tow truck. Smoking dope with the door shut. I told the homies that my concentration back. I'm Floyd made with a combination attack. They can't hit me, I got them dizzy, I'm definitely intact. Hey, ring the alarm, I'm like CP4. Passionate on the cold, but I'm building with a State Farm. My day ones like the kick it like Draymond. No high kicks, but we as high as it gets. Let's go.
Old school coming down on the app. A hand on me, wanna touch, no tag. Counting up like I'm doing the dash. Still moving on the way to a bag. Old school coming down on the app. A hand on me, wanna touch, no tag.
No tag.
Counting up like I'm doing the dash.
Count it up.
Still moving on the way to a bag.
Hustled out of pocket, turn it into the profit. So many try to block it, but I did it regardless. Either you with us or you part of the problem. I know they want me back down on the bottom, I got them. It's all part of my process. How you get the Rolex and he ain't even on you? Nigga, I'm immortal, I be thinking beyond death. I'ma live forever long as they playing my song next. My blood burning like a fireplace. Henny with the water chase. And these niggas still hating like they Charlemagne. But I'm paying no mind, grinding to me. Hotel filled with groupies with my homies blowing the weed.
Old school coming down on the
Consider all these big years y'all been giving me. Self-motivated, I'm the coldest with a vintage thieves. On my right, it was water and Hennessy. Ayo, I came up ballin', so what's a motherfucking gym to me? If you ain't dropping gems, you could drop like John Kennedy. I take that back, cause look what God's giving me. I can't complain, I'm working on a different me. You living life on the moon and you can't see it, whoa. So keep rolling up. The difference between you and I is you ain't woken up. And shiny Denver, I'm Jordan hitting the shoulder shrug. I'm tatted up like a subway, know how to code the subs. And I'm bit in my New Yorker buzz. See, I was in love with the music way before the love. It was rapping and boxing that golden age of golden glove. Diving in, creating history on Simon's lens. Hey, Breezy, tell these niggas what we riding in when we slide through.
Old school coming down on the air.